Proclamation number 5436 of 12th of July, 1952. The bread of life. Proper food. Proper drink. You have been assigned a task which you can doubtlessly fulfill, if you are willing to serve me. You should only pass on what you receive from me. You ought to distribute to those who are poor in spiritual possessions, who need spiritual nourishment which they can only draw from my word, which is conveyed to you from above. Many are hungry for the bread of life, but many have filled themselves with wrong food and accept so much of it that they refuse the bread of heaven when offered to them. And you must first try to get them to abstain from the wrong food, and this is the job for you which is to be done with much love and patience. To first make your fellow human beings aware of the fact that they can harm themselves by accepting wrong food, and therefore they should very carefully examine what is offered to them. I know the great spiritual hardship of those who have thus been given the wrong food, and I want to help them through you. By spreading the truth you can cause many blessings, for even though you receive little approval from your fellow human beings, even if you experience open rejection. You not only spoke to these people on earth, but countless beings in the spiritual kingdom heard your words, and they often accept them more easily than people on earth, because they suffer greatly from hunger and thirst, which, however, is quenched by what you distribute, because it is right food and right drink for every starving soul. But what is done to the beings of the spiritual kingdom has an indirect effect on people of this earth again, for they are constantly surrounded by them and can often exert greater mental influence than when you speak to your fellow humans as human beings. Do believe it that no work you do for me and my kingdom is done in vain. You yourselves cannot see the effect and therefore also cannot weigh it, yet my word, which you pass on by love, works by itself, and countless souls feel the power of my word. For this reason you must not slacken, you must not become lukewarm and sluggish in your vineyard work. Also, you then will successfully carry out your ministry and help many struggling souls on earth and in the beyond. Only truth can bring them salvation, but error ties them up, and therefore these chains have to be loosened through the transmission of the truth, through the transmission of the word which comes from above. And even though this work seems too small to you, i.e., not very successful, a single redeemed soul who has thus been introduced to the truth has a host of ignorant souls behind it which it can instruct again and likewise redeem from darkness. Therefore, pursue eagerly your work which I have assigned to you, and do believe that it is not done in vain, that the blessing of your activity extends to many beings, that you help your fellow human beings and also the souls in the beyond if only you always hand out what my love and grace has given to you. If you are undauntedly and tirelessly active for me and my kingdom. Amen.